Yeah, g'day. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Well, we were going to be talking about this round of football, and it's not happening due to the fact that the Victorian government put us into another 7-day lockdown. So what actually happens with this round?
Yeah, look, that's a great question. And look, as we've seen in the last couple of instances with lockdown, it's happened very quickly. So at this point in time, we probably haven't had the chance to regroup and discuss. And look, it's a changing landscape, yeah. and these decisions are happening very quickly. So, look, we'll regroup and try and have some discussions. It's hard to make a long-term decision based on the fact that we don't have clarity. But we're hopeful we'll be back in 7 or 8 days, but at this point in time, we don't know that. So we'll probably have to wait for the next couple of days to play out and then just try and make some educated decisions from there.
Last year, of course, it was pushed back as much as it could to a point where it just went, no, we can't do this anymore. It wouldn't be viable to have the round. How hard has this year been compared to last year?
Yeah, look, there were two different years, but yeah, look, equally as hard. I think we sort of got a fair way through this season, reasonably uninterrupted. When I say fair way, I think that was sort of 6 rounds. And then after that sort of first hiccup, everything got back on track and looked really positive. But yeah, it's the constant uncertainty at the moment that's really hard. And I think it's the making plans. And this isn't just for the league, but this is for the clubs. It's been incredibly hard for clubs to continue to make plans and break plans and then remake them again. So yeah, we understand the challenges. Look, part of our process with decision making has tried to be leaving as much of the fixture and season intact as we possibly can to really minimise that damage to clubs. But it's been a tough run. Fundraisers, social functions, all those things that we rely on for community football. Mm. Community football and netball, it is for the community, and we haven't been able to do that this year. So it's been tough. Unfortunately, not quite out of the woods yet, and again, out of our hands. So we'll just continue to see what evolves and try and make the best out of a bad situation.
Cameron Tomlins is the manager for Bendigo Football Netball League, joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, you mentioned there about the clubs and the frustrations there. I guess the shining light out of all of this, if there is something, is those injuries that players have been on the netball court or the football field have a week to heal up, and hopefully we're able to play in a week or so's time back on the field, which, you know, is a blessing in disguise, I guess, in a point.
Yeah, look, it's a good point. And I think we've got to look for the
positive
in this situation. So, it's really difficult. So, yeah, that is a positive. But, yeah, look, hopefully we've been in this position before where hopefully we'll be back next week. And, that might mean that more players are able to take to the fields and courts across the region. So that'd be a good thing. And again, look, this year, it's really, with participation, we want to make sure that there's a lot of factors that go into making a decision from a club perspective. And of course, our players want to play. So we want to get everyone back out there if we can. And I think if we compare where we were this time last year to where we are now, it's certainly not ideal. And look, COVID, it's certainly not fair. It hasn't been fair on anyone. But yeah, when we compare 12 months ago when we weren't playing, I think we've got to be somewhat grateful that we've been able to play this year. We knew coming into this year there was going to be risks and instances where we had challenging times, and that's happened a number of times now, but at least we've got to play some matches, and we hope we'll play some more still to come.
Oh, well, let's hope that not this Saturday, definitely. That's out of the question, as in today, but certainly next Saturday, hopefully we're able to get back onto the netball courts and the football field. Cameron, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, jumping on our call on a Saturday afternoon.
Nah, too easy. And as you said, I hope we're back out there next weekend.
Cameron Tomlins there, the manager for Bendigo Football Netball League, joining us at Gold Central Victoria.